Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
How many times have you called a doctor's office and heard this?
I'm not currently taking any new patients. If this is an emergency, please dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
More often than not, that's what many parents hear when they're looking for a mental health professional for a child.
I will not be making callbacks to new clients if I do not have open appointment times to give you due to the volume of calls I'm presently receiving.
The shortage of pediatric mental health providers means that many of the 300,000 kids in Massachusetts who need help aren't getting it, a shortage expected to worsen in the next 5 years. WBUR's Deborah Becker has more now in the fourth part of our series this week called Are the Kids All Right? A look at children's mental health in Massachusetts.
Accessing care is arguably the biggest problem in the children's mental health system. Many parents say it can take months to find a doctor. Many providers say they're overwhelmed, and many pediatricians have now become the first line of mental health care. In fact, Massachusetts has what's essentially a hotline that any pediatrician can use for free to consult with a psychiatrist about difficult cases. Here's an excerpt of a recent call from pediatrician Lydia Sorrow.
I have this boy, he's 9. We've gone through a lot of different stimulants, but what's happened now is the anxiety has really become much more of a problem. My mother came in today by herself to talk to me without him because he had made statements in the last week about wishing he were dead.
After about a 10-minute conversation, the on-call psychiatrist, Dr. Barry Sarvet, makes a recommendation.
It sounds like you're getting in fairly deep, you know, with the psychiatric medication trials, and you've tried 3 different stimulant medications at this point?
Yeah, 4, actually.
Yeah. It might be time to turn this over to a specialist.
This hotline was set up 6 years ago as part of the Massachusetts Child Psychiatry Access Project. It now receives about 20,000 calls from pediatricians every year. More than half of them involve ADHD and depression. Dr. John Strauss helped create the program to improve access.
If you gave the primary care docs more tools and capabilities to be able to take care of the less complex kids, then that would leave room and availability for the child psychiatrist to take care of the more complex kids.
Even though Michelle Brennan has 2 complex kids, she's had a tough time finding a psychiatrist.
And this is with coordinating kids, finding therapists.
At the kitchen table in her Lemonster home, Michelle is going through several monthly planners where she's noted the hundreds of calls she's made trying to get care. It took her more than a year to find a child psychiatrist because she kept hearing that many doctors would not accept her insurance or were not taking new patients.
It took us about a year and a half. And that's just calling, you know, anybody you run into, trying to call in favors, constantly asking professionals if they know anybody taking new patients.
Michelle finally found her provider when she attended a conference for parents of kids with mental health needs. She basically went up and asked one of the doctors speaking at the conference.
After he said yes, I left the room. I went in the hallway to call my husband, and I started to cry because I was like, thank God we finally found someone competent to help us with our son. It was like if you were at a Rod Stewart concert, if you really wanted to meet Rod Stewart. if I was being truthful, I'd say Barry Manilow, but not a lot of people think that would be a big deal.
He may not be a rock star, but Eugene Baresin, director of child and adolescent psychiatry residency training at Massachusetts General Hospital, knows that he and the doctors he trains are in great demand. He says there are several reasons why. Demand for services for children has skyrocketed since the 1990s, while the number of certified training programs for doctors has remained stagnant. He also says a big reason that people stay away from the field is that child psychiatrists aren't compensated for all of their time, and that's usually triple the amount of time that other medical professionals spend with a patient.
In child psychiatry, you need to see the child for a longer period of time. You have to make contact with other clinicians, with teachers, with court officials, with parents. You have to write reports. The amount of ancillary work that you have to do is pretty big.
Bereson is telling this to child psychiatry resident Liz Pinsky, whom he meets with each week to supervise her training. Pinsky says she realizes she'll probably earn less than many of her colleagues, but that's not a big worry for her.
One of the reasons I like child psychiatry is that for me it's more hopeful.
What Pinsky is concerned about is that the psychiatrist is just one piece of the child's mental health treatment puzzle, and the other pieces are in short supply as well.
I'm taking care of a couple kids right now who I know are not going to be able to get all the way better until their parents are also in treatment, and it's been impossible to find a family therapist who has the time, who takes the family's insurance, who's willing to work within that complicated system of a family.
Although it is often difficult to access care in Massachusetts, there are more child psychiatrists here than in any other state. So the 300,000 kids here with mental health problems will get care at some point, says Dr. John Strauss. But, he says, it's a question of when.
Eventually, there's going to be a crisis. And when you have a crisis, you're going to get care. So the teenager who comes in with an overdose in the emergency room should have gotten care months before. So when you say, just do people get care? Yes, everybody eventually gets care. But it needs to be more timely.
But a recent Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Massachusetts study says the shortage of children's mental health care providers is only going to get worse. It says because of the lower compensation and an aging workforce, it's likely that more than half of the pediatric mental health care workers will leave the state in the next 5 years. The study also recommends that Massachusetts develop other creative solutions besides the psychiatric hotline before that happens. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.